Investing time and energy in people's lives can really make a positive difference. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count, and Jen Gottsen shares some thoughtful ways on how to build meaningful relationships.
I think we start as easy as being able to have coffee or tea with someone and being open and honest and transparent. If you share where you're at in the midst of a trial or hardship, that may inspire that person you're talking with, because they may also be going through a hardship and can relate, and the both of you can be able to help each other. You could use media, and you could write a blog, or you could do even a little, you could do a video, a FaceTime live, or even a YouTube, or all the different social media platforms, and, you know, share inspiration.
Social media platforms can be a great avenue for you to give encouragement to people.
I've even had a friend recently had some hope that God put on her heart. She recorded a video through Instagram and sent me these little videos. And I was in a rough time that morning. And I remember getting these videos being like, what are all these videos? Because I don't really know how to use Instagram. And I'm hitting these buttons. And by the time I figured out how to hit all these buttons, all of a sudden, the sadness I was feeling was completely lifted just by this encouraging video that the sweet friend sent. So it's those moments of giving a flower to someone through our words of our own journey can really bring life.
Yes, God can use you and your story to give people hope and encouragement when they might need it the most. How about you? Maybe you need a little encouragement. Why don't you go to MakingYourLifeCount.com?